Hey there, curious minds. Ever noticed how some people just seem to have this magnetic presence, this quiet confidence that draws you in? They're not the loudest in the room, but they're the ones you can't help but listen to. They're the ones who seem to have it all figured out. Well, today, we're diving deep into the secrets of these enigmatic individuals. We're exploring the 10 traits of people who speak less, inspired by the ancient wisdom of the Stoics and other philosophical powerhouses. Get ready to uncover how embracing silence can transform your life, from boosting your mental clarity and resilience to enhancing your relationships and influence. We'll bust the myth that constant chatter equals confidence and show you how the strategic use of silence can be your ultimate superpower. So, if you're ready to level up your communication game, cultivate inner peace, and unlock your true potential, buckle up and join us on this journey into the transformative power of silence. It's time to discover the quiet strength that lies within you. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Lesson 1. The strategic power of silence. The quiet way to outsmart. Everyone. Hey there, knowledge seekers. Today we're kicking off our series on the 10 traits of people who speak less by diving into the first and perhaps most intriguing trait, the strategic use of silence. We're going to explore how silence can be a powerful tool, not just for inner peace, but also for gaining an edge in various situations. Now, we live in a world that's constantly buzzing with noise. Social media, 24/7 news, endless chatter. It seems like everyone's vying to be heard. But what if I told you that sometimes the most powerful move is to say nothing at all? That's right. Silence can be your secret weapon. The ancient philosopher Pythagoras once said, "Silence is better than unmeaning words." The Stoic connection, silence as strategy. The ancient Stoics, those philosophical masterminds, were all about mastering their minds and emotions. They understood that silence wasn't just about being quiet. It was a strategic tool for navigating social interactions, gaining clarity, and even influencing others. Think of it like a game of chess. The best players aren't the ones who constantly reveal their cards. They're the ones who master the art of the poker face, keeping their opponents guessing and off balance. Similarly, in life, strategic silence can give you an edge by creating an air of mystery and control. Real-life examples. Silence in action. Let's bring this down to earth with some real-life examples. Imagine you're in a salary negotiation. You've stated your desired salary and your boss hesitates. Instead of filling the silence with nervous chatter or immediately backing down, you hold your ground and remain quiet. This silence can be unnerving, prompting your boss to reconsider their position or offer additional benefits. Or picture this. You're in a team meeting where a heated debate is taking place. Instead of jumping in with your opinion, you choose to observe and listen intently. This allows you to fully understand the different perspectives, identify potential flaws in the arguments, and formulate a well-thought-out response that addresses the core issues. Your silence, in this case, demonstrates wisdom and composure, earning you respect and influence. The benefits of strategic silence. So, what are some of the benefits of using silence strategically? Clarity of thought. Silence gives you the space to think clearly and make better decisions. It's like hitting the pause button on the chaos, allowing you to process information and respond thoughtfully. Enhanced observation. When you're not talking, you're able to observe more keenly. You can pick up on subtle cues in body language, tone of voice, and even the unspoken dynamics of a situation. Increased influence. Silence can be incredibly powerful in negotiations or conflicts. It can make others feel uncomfortable, leading them to reveal more information or make concessions. Deeper connections. In personal relationships, silence can create intimacy and trust. It shows that you're comfortable being present with someone, even without constant conversation. The challenge: embrace the power of the pause. So, here's the challenge. Start incorporating more strategic silence into your life. The next time you're in a conversation, resist the urge to fill every gap with chatter. Take a moment to pause, observe, and reflect. You might be surprised at how much more effective and impactful your communication becomes. Remember, silence isn't about being passive or timid. It's about being intentional, mindful, and strategic. It's about harnessing the power of the pause to gain clarity, influence, and deeper connections. So, go out there and embrace the quiet confidence that comes with mastering the art of silence. Lesson 2. Eliminating distractions for inner peace. Declutter your mind, unlock your zen. All right, folks, let's dive into the second trait of those who speak less. The art of eliminating distractions to find inner peace. In our fast-paced, hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel like our minds are constantly buzzing with a million thoughts, notifications, and to-dos. It's like we're living in a perpetual state of mental chaos. But the Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, understood that true tranquility comes from within. They believed that by cultivating a calm and focused mind, we can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. As Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, famously said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." Now, let's bring this ancient wisdom into our modern lives. Think about those times when you're trying to focus on an important task, but your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, or you're trying to have a meaningful conversation with a loved one, but your mind keeps wandering to your overflowing inbox. These distractions are like little thieves, stealing away precious moments of your life and preventing you from fully experiencing the present. The Stoics offer us a powerful antidote to this modern-day dilemma, the practice of eliminating distractions. It's about creating space for stillness and reflection, allowing your mind to settle and find its center. As Seneca, another prominent Stoic philosopher, put it, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." So, how can we apply this Stoic wisdom in our daily lives? Here are a few tips. 1. Set boundaries with technology. Our devices can be a major source of distraction. Try setting specific times to check your email and social media, or even consider taking a digital detox for a few hours each day. Remember, you're in control of your technology, not the other way around. 2. Create a peaceful environment. Your physical surroundings can greatly impact your mental state. Declutter your workspace, create a cozy reading nook, or simply find a quiet spot in nature where you can escape the hustle and bustle. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, without judgment. By focusing your attention on your breath, your body, or your surroundings, you can train your mind to let go of distractions and find inner peace. 4. Prioritize and simplify. We often overwhelm ourselves by trying to do too much at once. Take a Stoic approach and prioritize your tasks, focusing on what's most important and letting go of the rest. As the saying goes, less is more. Remember, eliminating distractions is an ongoing practice. It takes time and effort to cultivate a calm and focused mind in today's chaotic world. But by incorporating these Stoic principles into your life, you'll discover a greater sense of inner peace, clarity, and purpose. So, go forth and declutter your mind, my friends. Embrace the stillness and unlock your true potential. As the modern philosopher Eckhart Tolle reminds us, the present moment is the only thing that is real. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Lesson 3. The commanding presence of silence. The unspoken authority. All right, folks, in our last lesson, we delved into the Stoic practice of eliminating distractions to cultivate inner peace. Today, we're going to explore another fascinating aspect of silence, its ability to command presence and convey authority. It's about understanding that sometimes the most powerful statement you can make is to say nothing at all. In a world that often equates constant chatter with confidence and leadership, the Stoic approach might seem counterintuitive. But think about it. Have you ever been in a room where someone's quiet presence just radiated power and authority? That's the magic of silence. The Stoics understood this well. They believed that true strength comes from within, from a deep sense of self-awareness and control. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." By mastering our words and choosing silence deliberately, we demonstrate a level of self-mastery that commands respect and attention. The power of the pause. Silence can be a powerful tool in various social situations. Imagine you're in a negotiation and the other party makes an unreasonable demand. Instead of immediately reacting or arguing, you pause. You take a moment of silence to gather your thoughts, assess the situation, and project an aura of calm confidence. This pause can throw the other person off balance, create a sense of anticipation, and even give you the upper hand in the negotiation. Or consider a public speaking scenario. You've just delivered a powerful point, and instead of rushing into the next one, you pause. You let the silence hang in the air, allowing your words to sink in and resonate with the audience. This deliberate use of silence can create a sense of drama, emphasize your message, and leave a lasting impression. Silence as a reflection of inner strength. The Stoics believed that true strength lies not in dominating others with words, but in mastering oneself. They saw silence as a reflection of this inner strength, a sign of someone who is confident, composed, and in control of their emotions. In today's world, where everyone seems to be shouting for attention, the ability to remain calm and collected in the face of chaos is a rare and valuable trait. It shows that you're not easily swayed by external pressures, that you have the inner fortitude to stand your ground, and that you're not afraid to let your actions speak louder than your words. The challenge: embrace the quiet confidence. So, how can you cultivate this commanding presence of silence? Here are a few tips. 1. Practice mindfulness. By being fully present in the moment, you'll be more aware of when to speak and when to remain silent. You'll also be better able to observe the reactions of others and adjust your communication accordingly. 2. Cultivate self-awareness. Understand your triggers and tendencies. Are you prone to impulsive reactions or oversharing? By recognizing these patterns, you can consciously choose silence as a more effective response. 3. Embrace the pause. Don't be afraid of silence. Use it strategically in conversations, negotiations, and presentations. Let your silence speak volumes about your confidence, composure, and inner strength. Remember, silence is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of power. By mastering the art of silence, you'll not only command respect and attention, but also cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace and self-mastery. So, go out there and embrace the quiet confidence of a true Stoic. Lesson 4. The strength found in silence, the quiet power within. All right, folks. In our previous lessons, we've explored the strategic use of silence, the importance of eliminating distractions, and the commanding presence that silence can bring. Now, let's dive deeper into the heart of Stoic philosophy and uncover the profound strength that can be found in silence. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who championed resilience and inner peace, understood that true strength doesn't come from external validation or loud proclamations. It comes from within, from a deep sense of self-awareness, self-control, and unwavering principles. And silence, they believed, is a key ingredient in cultivating this inner strength. The stillness that fortifies. Think of silence as a mental gym for your mind and spirit. When you step away from the noise and distractions of the world, you create space for introspection, reflection, and self-discovery. It's in these quiet moments that you can connect with your deepest values, confront your fears, and build the resilience needed to face life's challenges. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely said, "Silence is a lesson learned through life's many sufferings. It's in the quiet moments, amidst life's storms, that we discover our true strength and resilience." Modern-day examples, quiet strength in action. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into our modern lives. Imagine a seasoned athlete preparing for a major competition. They don't spend their time boasting about their skills or trash-talking their opponents. Instead, they focus on their training, their discipline, and their mental preparation. Their quiet confidence and unwavering focus speak volumes about their inner strength. Or consider a healthcare worker facing a particularly challenging day. They don't let the stress and chaos overwhelm them. Instead, they remain calm and composed, drawing strength from their commitment to their patients and their unwavering sense of purpose. Their quiet resilience and compassion inspire those around them. The benefits of silent strength. So, what are some of the benefits of cultivating this quiet strength through silence? Resilience in the face of adversity. When you've spent time in silence, facing your fears and doubts, you build the mental fortitude to weather life's storms. You develop a sense of inner calm that allows you to stay grounded even when the world around you is in turmoil. Clarity of purpose. In the quiet, you can connect with your deepest values and aspirations. This clarity of purpose gives you direction and motivation, even when faced with setbacks or distractions. Authentic confidence. True confidence comes from within, not from external validation or achievements. When you know yourself deeply and embrace your strengths and weaknesses, you radiate a quiet confidence that's both magnetic and inspiring. Compassion and empathy. Silence allows you to listen deeply and connect with others on a more profound level. This fosters empathy and compassion, enabling you to build stronger and more meaningful relationships. The challenge: embrace the quiet, embrace your strength. So, I challenge you to embrace the quiet and cultivate your inner strength. Find moments of stillness in your day, whether it's through meditation, spending time in nature, or simply disconnecting from technology. Use these moments to reflect, to connect with your values, and to build the resilience needed to face life's challenges with grace and courage. Remember, as the modern philosopher and Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." By embracing silence, you're creating that space, that freedom, to choose your response and cultivate the quiet strength that resides within you. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment, "Keep it up" below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Lesson 5. Freedom from pride and arrogance, the Stoic path to humility. All right, folks, let's dive into the fifth trait of people who speak less: freedom from pride and arrogance. Now, this might sound a bit heavy, but trust me, it's all about finding that sweet spot of self-confidence without letting it morph into egotism. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about living a virtuous life, were big on humility. They understood that true strength comes not from puffing up your chest, but from recognizing your place in the grand scheme of things. The Stoic perspective. We're all in this together. The Stoics believed in the interconnectedness of all people, the notion that we're all part of the same human community. By showing kindness and consideration, we're not just acting benevolently, we're recognizing and respecting this deep connection. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the comparison game. Social media highlights everyone's highlight reel, making it easy to feel inadequate or envious. But the Stoics would remind us that true worth isn't measured by likes or followers, but by our character, our actions, and our contributions to the world. The pitfalls of pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance can be like blinders, preventing us from seeing our own flaws and limitations. They can lead to strained relationships, missed opportunities for growth, and a general sense of disconnection from others. Think about that person who always has to be right, who dominates every conversation and dismisses other people's perspectives. They might seem confident on the surface, but their arrogance often masks deep-seated insecurities. The Stoics would argue that true confidence comes from self-acceptance, not from trying to prove your superiority. The Stoic solution: embrace humility. Humility, in the Stoic sense, isn't about self-deprecation or putting yourself down. It's about recognizing your strengths and limitations with equal clarity and composure. It's understanding that your accomplishments don't make you superior to others, and that your failures don't define you. This Stoic principle invites us to navigate life with a sense of equanimity, to treat successes and setbacks with the same calm detachment. It encourages us not to boast about our achievements, but to let our actions speak for themselves. When we do so, we cultivate a sense of inner peace, because our self-worth is no longer tied to external validation or comparison. The challenge: cultivate quiet confidence. So, how can we embody this Stoic virtue in our daily lives? Here are a few tips. 1. Practice self-reflection. Regularly examine your motivations and actions. Are you seeking validation or recognition? Are you comparing yourself to others? By becoming more self-aware, you can identify and challenge any tendencies towards pride or arrogance. 2. Celebrate others' successes. Instead of feeling threatened by others' achievements, celebrate them genuinely. Recognize that their success doesn't diminish your own worth. 3. Focus on growth. Shift your focus from proving yourself to constantly learning and improving. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and don't be afraid to ask for help or admit when you're wrong. 4. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the good things in your life, both big and small. This helps foster a sense of humility and contentment, reminding you that you have much to be thankful for. Remember, true strength lies not in arrogance, but in humility. By embracing this stoic principle, you'll not only cultivate inner peace and self-acceptance, but also build stronger, more meaningful connections with others. So, go out there and let your actions speak for themselves. Embrace the quiet confidence that comes from living a life of integrity, compassion, and humility. Lesson 6. The Art of Strategic Silence in Negotiations. The Quiet Power Play. All right, folks, let's talk about a high-stakes game where silence can be your ace in the hole. Negotiations. Whether you're haggling for a better price, working out a deal, or resolving a conflict, the strategic use of silence can give you a surprising edge. The Stoics, those ancient masters of self-control and reason, understood the power of silence in negotiations. They knew that words can be weapons, but silence can be a shield and a strategy. As the Roman philosopher Seneca wisely said, "Silence is a lesson learned through life's many sufferings." In the realm of negotiation, silence can be a powerful tool for gaining information, maintaining composure, and ultimately achieving your goals. The power of the pause. In the heat of a negotiation, it's easy to get caught up in the back and forth, the arguments, and the emotions. But the Stoics teach us that sometimes the most powerful move is to simply pause, to create a moment of silence. This pause can serve several purposes. Gathering your thoughts. It gives you a chance to collect your thoughts, assess the situation, and formulate a strategic response. Creating anticipation. It builds suspense and can make the other party feel uncomfortable, potentially leading them to reveal more information or make concessions. Projecting confidence. It demonstrates that you're not easily rattled, that you're in control of your emotions, and that you're carefully considering your options. Silence as a listening tool. Silence isn't just about not speaking, it's also about active listening. When you're quiet, you're able to fully focus on what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. You can pick up on subtle cues in their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions, giving you valuable insights into their motivations and intentions. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." In negotiations, this principle is key. By listening carefully and observing attentively, you can gather crucial information that can help you tailor your approach and achieve a more favorable outcome. Real-life applications. Silence at the bargaining table. Let's bring this into the real world. Imagine you're negotiating the price of a car. The salesperson throws out a high number. Instead of immediately countering, you pause. You maintain eye contact, a slight smile, and say nothing. This silence can make the salesperson uneasy, potentially leading them to lower their price or offer additional incentives. Or perhaps you're in a salary negotiation with your boss. You've stated your desired salary and your boss hesitates. Instead of filling the silence with nervous chatter, you remain calm and quiet. This allows your request to hang in the air, giving your boss time to consider it seriously. The Stoic Challenge. Master the Art of Negotiation. Silence. So, here's the challenge. The next time you find yourself in a negotiation, embrace the power of silence. Use it strategically to gather your thoughts, observe your counterpart, and create a sense of anticipation. Remember, sometimes the most powerful words are the ones left unspoken. By mastering the art of negotiation silence, you'll not only increase your chances of success, but also embody the stoic virtues of wisdom, self-control, and strategic thinking. So, go out there and negotiate like a stoic. Lesson 7. Kindness and consideration as stoic virtues, the ripple effect of compassion. All right, folks, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the heartwarming side of stoicism, kindness and consideration. Now, you might think of stoics as these tough, emotionless folks, but that's a major misconception. The stoics were all about living a virtuous life, and that includes being kind and considerate to others. The Stoics believed in the interconnectedness of all people, the notion that we're all part of the same human community. By showing kindness and consideration, we're not just acting benevolently, we're recognizing and respecting this deep connection. Kindness, the Stoic way. Kindness, in the Stoic sense, isn't about grand gestures or seeking recognition. It's about the small, everyday acts of empathy, the moments when we choose patience over frustration, understanding over judgment. It's about considering the impact of our words and actions on others, choosing to uplift rather than undermine, to support rather than criticize. Consideration, on the other hand, goes a step further. It's about actively putting ourselves in others' shoes, understanding their perspectives, struggles, and aspirations. When we interact with others from a place of genuine consideration, we create space for meaningful connections, fostering mutual respect and trust. But why is this so important? Well, in practicing kindness and consideration, we not only enrich the lives of others, but we also cultivate our own inner peace and satisfaction. Stoicism teaches us that our own well-being is intrinsically linked to our actions and attitudes towards others. By choosing kindness, we align ourselves with Stoic values, promoting harmony both within and around us. Furthermore, this kind and considerate approach can have a ripple effect, inspiring others to act similarly and creating a more compassionate, understanding community. Imagine the impact if each of us chose to act with a little more kindness, a little more consideration. The collective outcome could be transformative. Living with kindness and consideration. So, how can we embody these principles in our daily lives? It starts with mindfulness, being aware of our interactions and the opportunities we have to show kindness and consideration. It involves pausing before reacting, choosing responses that reflect the Stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. In our fast-paced lives, it's easy to get caught up in our own worries and forget about the people around us. But taking a moment to offer a helping hand, a listening ear, or a kind word can make a world of difference. It could be as simple as holding the door open for someone, offering a compliment, or volunteering your time for a cause you care about. Remember, kindness and consideration aren't just about making others feel good, they're also about cultivating our own inner strength and virtue. By acting with compassion and empathy, we align ourselves with the Stoic ideals of living a good life, one that's not just about personal gain, but also about contributing to the well-being of others. So, go out there and spread some Stoic kindness today. You might be surprised at how good it makes you feel and the positive impact it has on those around you. If you enjoyed this video or found it helpful, please give it a like and comment. Keep it up below. And don't forget to share it with your family and friends. Lesson 8. The Power of Deep Listening. The Stoic Art of True Connection. All right, folks, let's tune into the 8th trait of those who speak less, the transformative power of deep listening. In our fast-paced, noise-filled world, where everyone's vying to be heard, truly listening can feel like a lost art. But the Stoics, those ancient masters of wisdom, recognized its profound value. They understood that listening isn't just about hearing words, it's about connecting with another person's soul. The Stoics believed that true understanding and connection come from paying deep attention to others, not just to their words, but also to their tone of voice, body language, and underlying emotions. As the Roman philosopher Seneca put it, "Most of the time we don't listen with the intent to understand, we listen with the intent to reply." Deep listening, on the other hand, is about setting aside our own agendas and truly opening ourselves to the other person's experience. The benefits of deep listening. Deep listening goes far beyond simply hearing the words someone says. It's about building trust and connection. When you truly listen to someone, you're showing them that you value their thoughts and feelings. This creates a sense of trust and intimacy, deepening your connection with them. Gaining new perspectives. By listening to others with an open mind, you can expand your own understanding of the world. You might learn something new, gain a different perspective, or even challenge your own assumptions. Resolving conflicts. Deep listening can be a powerful tool for resolving conflicts. By truly understanding the other person's perspective, you can find common ground and work towards a mutually beneficial solution. Improving communication. When you listen deeply, you're better able to respond thoughtfully and effectively. This leads to clearer communication and fewer misunderstandings. Practical tips for deep listening. So, how can you cultivate this powerful skill? Here are a few tips. 1. Be present. Put away distractions like your phone and focus your full attention on the person speaking. Make eye contact, nod your head, and use verbal cues to show that you're engaged. 2. Listen without judgment. Avoid interrupting or formulating your response while the other person is speaking. Let them express themselves fully without feeling judged or criticized. 3. Reflect and paraphrase. Repeat back what you've heard in your own words to ensure you've understood correctly. This also shows the speaker that you're truly listening and trying to understand their perspective. 4. Ask open-ended questions. Encourage the speaker to elaborate on their thoughts and feelings by asking questions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. The Stoic Challenge: Become a Master Listener. Remember, deep listening is a skill that takes practice. It's about cultivating patience, empathy, and a genuine desire to understand others. By embracing this Stoic practice, you'll not only enhance your relationships, but also enrich your own life with deeper connections and greater understanding. So, I challenge you to become a master listener. The next time you're in a conversation, put down your phone, quiet your inner chatter, and truly listen to the person in front of you. You might be surprised at the profound impact it can have on your relationships and your own personal growth. Lesson 9. Cultivating Reflective Wisdom. The Stoic Path to Deeper Understanding. All right, folks, let's dive into the 9th trait of those who speak less. Cultivating reflective wisdom. Now, this isn't about becoming a know-it-all or spouting off fancy quotes. It's about developing a deep, thoughtful understanding of yourself, your experiences, and the world around you. The Stoics believed that wisdom isn't something you're born with, it's something you cultivate through reflection and self-examination. As Socrates famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." The Stoics took this to heart, encouraging us to question our assumptions, challenge our beliefs, and constantly strive for greater self-awareness. The importance of reflection. In our fast-paced, information-saturated world, it's easy to get caught up in the rush of everyday life and lose sight of the bigger picture. We're constantly bombarded with stimuli, making it difficult to pause and reflect on our experiences. But the Stoics understood that true wisdom comes from taking the time to step back and examine our lives. By reflecting on our thoughts, actions, and interactions, we can gain valuable insights into ourselves and the world around us. We can identify patterns, learn from our mistakes, and make more conscious choices moving forward. Connecting the dots from experience to wisdom. Reflective wisdom isn't just about analyzing the past. It's also about connecting the dots between our experiences and extracting meaningful lessons that can guide us in the future. It's about seeing the bigger picture, understanding the interconnectedness of things, and developing a sense of perspective that allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Imagine you're facing a difficult decision. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a step back and reflect on similar situations you've encountered in the past. You consider the outcomes of your previous choices, the lessons you learned, and how those experiences can inform your current decision. This reflective process allows you to make a more informed and thoughtful choice, increasing your chances of a positive outcome. The Stoic challenge: embrace the power of reflection. So, how can you cultivate reflective wisdom in your own life? Here are a few tips. 1. Journaling. Set aside some time each day to write down your thoughts and reflections. This can be a powerful way to process your experiences, gain clarity, and track your personal growth over time. 2. Mindful meditation. Meditation can help you quiet your mind and create space for introspection. By observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, you can gain valuable insights into your inner workings. 3. Seek feedback. Ask trusted friends, family members, or mentors for their honest feedback on your strengths and weaknesses. This can help you see yourself from a different perspective and identify areas for growth. Remember, reflective wisdom is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It requires patience, honesty, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths about yourself. But by embracing the power of reflection, you can unlock a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. So, go out there and embrace the quiet contemplation that fosters wisdom. As the modern philosopher and psychologist Jordan Peterson says, "The purpose of life is finding the largest burden that you can bear and bearing it." Reflective wisdom helps us identify that burden and gives us the strength to carry it. Lesson 10. Building resilience through Stoic principles. The art of bouncing back. All right, folks, we've reached the final lesson in our series on the traits of people who speak less, and we're wrapping it up with a powerful concept that's at the core of Stoic philosophy: resilience. It's about developing that inner strength to not just survive life's challenges, but to thrive in the face of them. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who've been our guides throughout this series, weren't just about keeping a stiff upper lip. They were about cultivating a mindset that allows you to bounce back from setbacks, learn from adversity, and keep moving forward with grace and determination. The Stoic approach to resilience. The Stoics believed that resilience isn't about avoiding pain or denying our struggles. Instead, it's about confronting adversity head-on, learning from it, and emerging stronger and wiser on the other side. The Stoic philosopher Seneca beautifully captured this idea when he said, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." In today's world, resilience is more important than ever. We face constant challenges and uncertainties, from career setbacks and relationship struggles to global pandemics and economic downturns. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and discouraged, but the Stoic approach offers a powerful antidote to despair. Key principles for building resilience. So, how can we cultivate this Stoic resilience? Let's break down a few key principles. 1. Acceptance. The Stoics teach us to accept reality as it is, not as we wish it to be. This doesn't mean giving up or resigning ourselves to fate. It means acknowledging our challenges without judgment or self-pity, so we can focus our energy on finding solutions and moving forward. 2. Perspective. The Stoics believed that our judgments about events cause more distress than the events themselves. By adopting a broader perspective, we can see our adversities as part of a larger narrative, one that includes growth, learning, and the potential for transformation. 3. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics emphasized the importance of focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, and accepting what's not. This empowers us to take responsibility for our lives and make choices that align with our values, even in difficult circumstances. 4. Community and support. While Stoicism emphasizes personal virtue and inner strength, it also recognizes our interdependence. We grow and overcome not in isolation, but in the company of others, sharing our struggles, offering support, and receiving wisdom from those who have faced similar trials can fortify our resilience. 5. Practice and growth. Resilience is nurtured through practice. Just as a muscle strengthens with use, our capacity for resilience grows as we face and navigate challenges. Every adversity becomes an opportunity to practice our Stoic principles, to act with courage, to maintain our composure, and to choose a response aligned with our values. The challenge: embrace adversity, embrace growth. So here's your final challenge in this series. Embrace adversity as an opportunity for growth. When faced with challenges, remember the Stoic principles we've explored. Accept the reality of the situation. Adopt a broader perspective. Focus on what you can control. Seek support from your community, and use the experience as a chance to practice your Stoic virtues. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about bending without breaking, learning from setbacks, and emerging stronger on the other side. By embodying these Stoic principles, you'll not only navigate life's challenges with grace and courage, but also cultivate a deep sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the 10 traits of people who speak less. I hope these lessons have inspired you to embrace the power of silence, cultivate inner strength, and live a more meaningful and resilient life. Remember, the Stoic path is a lifelong journey of self-discovery and growth. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep shining your light.